Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. California is preparing ahead of Hurricane Hillary's projected landfall in the morning. The White House says President Biden has been briefed about the latest preparedness plans in the state. Arlise Preston from Seal Beach.
To dodge Hillary, one dozen Navy carriers and ships are being moved out of San Diego's ports.
They'll remain out to sea until we determine that conditions are right to bring them back.
Other vulnerable beach communities hope berms and sandbags will protect them.
We are sandbagging, doing what we can to help out the neighbors that can't do this for themselves.
The storm already being felt in California's Mojave Desert, along with Phoenix and Nevada. Las Vegas could see a record-shattering 4 inches of rain.
Crews are fighting to stop wildfires sweeping through Canada's British Columbia. More than 30,000 people have already been evacuated from their homes. West Kelowna Fire Chief Jason Broland.
Many of these areas aren't safe. There's power lines down. There's still fires burning in these places. There's all of the toxic hazards that are associated with a house that's burned down. We have to make sure that danger trees are assessed and fallen so that they don't fall on the staff that's out there.
Meantime, the death toll from the wildfires in Maui keep rising as crews sift through the rubble. More than 1,000 people are still missing. CBS's Jordan Segundo is there.
Residents of Lahaina are worried they'll be left behind as their town gets rebuilt.
We're still grieving. We need that time to find closure before we look at where do we go from here.
Responding to those concerns, Governor Josh Green promised the community will not be lost.
Let me be clear. Lahaina belongs to its people, and we are committed to rebuilding and restoring it the way they want it.
A Russian missile strike kills at least 7 civilians in the Ukrainian city of Cherkiv and injured more than 100 others. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in Kyiv.
The moment a Russian ballistic missile struck deep in the heart of Chernihiv. The weekend peace shattered in an instant, and the exact moment our CBS News team was driving towards the city center.
This is the very building we were heading for just minutes before we arrived. It was hit by a massive explosion.
Ron Cephas Jones, who won 2 Emmys playing William Hill on This Is Us, has died.
You deserved a beautiful life you've made. You deserve everything, Randall. My beautiful boy.
That was his final scene on the NBC drama. He also received a Tony nomination last year for his role in the play Clydes. Ron Cephas Jones was 66. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Essential Last Crab.
Diamonds I find, well I know they are mine.
sideways joy. We'll be right back.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is Essential Last Crack from Burning Time. That was Energy Mind. Slicing Steel in front of that from Sinister Funkhouse number 17. Essential Last Crack happens every week at 11 o'clock right here on Maxine Kevy. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up, we're going to hear from the band Plant. They're going to stop by, say hi. We've got some new tunes from them as well. And we'll discuss this botany metal genre that they're creating. Music from Faith Hills Have Eyes. We got some Thunder Goat coming up later on. And the Rotten Tommies. Right now, it's the brand new one from Cast in Fire. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Your parasite, can't believe.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media with the Rotten Tommies, Mad Rollin' Dolls, Faith Hills Have Eyes before that with the Riff Elephant. That's brand new. Also new, Cast in Fire from their latest release. That was Parasite. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. If you missed any part of the show this evening, be sure to catch the replay on Sunday. If it's Sunday and you're still looking for more, you can go grab the podcast at the Max Inc. radio page on civicmedia.us. We post the podcast roughly Mondays. You can grab them. And there's a lot there. A lot of content. Go grab them right now. It's on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. And while you're there, grab the Civic Media app. Coming up in just moments, Plant, the band, they're here in studio. And we're going to talk with them and play their music. That's next on Max Inc. Heavy.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, Jimmy K here. You already know that Max Inc. Radio plays local independent music. So what are you waiting for? Send us your new music. We are always looking for new music for on-air playback, interviews, and live performances in the Devil's Lair. Just click submit on the website, maxincradio.com. Get your name and music out there. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That is Plant and their song Rootworm. We'll talk about that disease in just a couple of minutes. In the studio with me right now is the guys from Plant. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, man.
Good evening. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all coming in. Make sure you get up close to that microphone. Let's go around the room, introduce yourself and what you do in Plant.
All right, so I'm Corey Devine.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you. You got to get up.
Yeah. Right, no worries. Corey Devine, I do vocals and kind of lead guitar and follow the big man here and his master riffage. So,
I'm Matt Marks. I play rhythm guitar and I write a lot of riffs.
I'm Jeremiah Meyer O'Day. I play bass and I write like some of the riffs, usually just tying sea basses together. That's Matt. And I also make pedals for everybody except the drummer.
I'm Nuge, the drummer. Me and Seabass kind of created this project quite a while ago. And we've acquired these two other gentlemen to help us out on our escapade.
That's awesome, guys. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in tonight. Let's talk about the social media post, or not a post, the bio on your page. It says that you don't just play stoner doom rock, you play nothing but the finest dooner stoom. Explain that.
Nothing but the finest donor stoom. It's just, it's kind of a play on words, you know, if you party it up and have a good time and you try to say stoner doom really fast, sometimes you slip it up and it can come out as donor stoom.
What is it about stoner rock doom that you guys love so much?
The riffs.
Yeah, for me it's metal, but it's groovy. It's, you know, basically Black Sabbath worship.
Yeah, it's a very specific genre that's really big, kind of in the underground realms anyway, that's really popular. Any particular bands that you really like yourselves that you kind of model your music after?
Where do we start?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just for me, like, bands like I Hate God, Soylent Green isn't so much, you know, stoner metal, but kind of that whole, you know, Louisiana, Southern, you know, kind of sludge metal stuff, Sleep.
I agree.
Sabbath, obviously. You guys name a few.
Yeah, it's pretty much Sabbath and that 60s, 70s groovy heavy metal.
Sabbath was kind of the godfather
of
the genre.
Yeah, they're the fathers of it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, we're all just kind of
High on Fire into that and
definitely
Sleep.
High on Fire and Sleep, because they definitely kind of gave us an amplifier wise and gear wise have like kind of set the bar and have been a big influence that way.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's the Black Sabbath. It's Sleep. Like I remember hearing the Holy Mountain the first time many years ago when I, as a punk rocker, and going, "Whoa, this stuff is great." And always wanted to play something like this. So when I got the opportunity, actually, my wife, I came home from work one day, and she's like, "Hey, you're gonna go play music with Seabass." I'm like, "Oh, I'm gonna? Well, I guess I better get my together." You know? But it was, what was exciting about it is, it, you know, they said, it's going to be like Black Sabbath or I Hate God or Unsane or something like that. And, you know, all of those things are present in places, and all of those things are stuff I love.
And Corey, when it comes to the songwriting or the lyric writing, you decided, hey, we're going to talk about diseases of plants.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, two of the songs on this record are kind of specific to that.
And that's the two we're playing
tonight.
To that
theme. Yes, yeah. And, I mean, Seabass, I think you came up with the name, right, for the band Plant. And so, you know, I started to think, well, you know, there's a lot of, like, stoner, you know, doom metal bands that have some sort of an affiliation to, you know, a certain leaf that we all, you know about. But I'm like, do we just want to write, you know, songs about that or kind of broaden it a little bit? And I have a farming background and some pretty badass names within, like, the disease kind of realm of corn and soybeans. And I thought, let me kind of dig into that kind of feeling and see where that goes. So that's how those two names came up, basically.
That's funny. That is stoner rock doom with botany. I think in a message to you all, I mentioned botany metal or something like that.
Right. You did. It was great.
Let's change that to botany stoner doom.
Right.
That'd be all right.
I mean, that even includes like the name of the album that, like, one night I was just Googling stuff and, like, I was like, how about this, guys? And then everybody's like, set on one thing, and then Seabass is just like, all right, now my mind's blown, is exactly what he said to me. And because I just started looking up certain, like, you know, just technical terms for, you know, certain, you know, deaths or, like, you know, stuff for actual just farming, you know, in general, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, the name of the album is Cosmic Fight of Thora, and Fight of Thora is the genus name of a group of basically slime molds that attack plants viciously.
Yep.
Tell me about the song we're going to play after the interview here. I'm worried because I have this history of screwing up words and names and stuff like that. My tongue doesn't work. I'm in the perfect business, you know, being a radio.
So,
talk about the song we're going to do.
We're talking about anthracnose.
Yes.
Anthracnose stalk rot. Yeah. So that's a common corn disease. I remember my dad telling me about that, you know, since I was a little kid. I don't think it's as prevalent anymore with genetics, you know, and how they are able to kind of rid plants of some of those things. But I wrote that particular song kind of from the perspective of the disease itself, attacking the plant and destroying the crop, so to speak.
Causing dark lesions, the very first words in the song.
Yeah, the first word is black lesions form. So that's taken directly from the description of what that plant does, or what that disease does in particular.
In the first song we heard, rootworm.
Yeah.
The worms are horrible, man.
Yes, rootworm, that was a fun one to write. And I'm not ashamed to admit, I wrote that lyrically, that one, probably an hour before I recorded the vocals for it. And that one, I kind of created a little bit of a story where it's like this farmer that plants his crop and it's looking good. The timing of the rains are perfect. Everything looks great. And he's proud. And there's a lyric that says he stands back in a sense of awe and everything's just amazing. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple of days go by and he starts to notice something is not right. And realizes
your grandpa, right?
Yes. And so then I channeled a little bit of my grandpa in this and thinking about when I was younger and hanging out with him on the farm, and he'd get pissed off at something and, you know, get pretty loud, get pretty, worked up about it. So kind of halfway through the song, it changes from this amazing crop to it's dying, it's being destroyed, and he realizes it, and it's on. The rootworm is on.
Yep. Says God.
Yeah. Amazing.
And my favorite part about that is that when he was screaming those lyrics, I had a flashback to when I worked on a farm when I was a teenager. And, you know, my boss was this old German guy who would, at the slightest provocation, scream at the top of his lungs at the clouds, you know. So it reminded me a lot of that. And I'm hearing him do this, and I'm like, wow, I remember being 14.
Those are great stories. Great stories. Plant in the studio with us here on Max Inc. Radio, Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. You all are working, you all are relatively a newer band. In fact, you're working on or almost have the new album done, your first album, right? Matt, talk about the release. You're doing something cool. You're also releasing the songs in a timely manner up to the album release.
Yeah, we decided to just release a track a month There's six tracks on this, and with the timeline of the vinyl coming out, we can actually release four of those tracks before the vinyl's even in our hands, which will leave two songs obviously unreleased for when we do the album release party, hopefully here in December.
Nice. The vinyl, that has to be exciting. I love that bands are putting music out on vinyl these days. I've been buying some vinyl here and there. Mm-hmm. Is the vinyl going to look like greenery, little chloroform on it or something like that?
Maybe
there's some topsoil in the...
there's a limited edition of color vinyl, which we're working on a website to get opened up for pre-orders. Mm-hmm. And it'll be shipped anywhere in the United States if you order it. Pre-ordered, and when we get it, we'll ship them all out.
Nice.
And the colored will be this first run of color will be translucent orange. You know, the faster we sell out of those, the faster we print more colors.
Yeah, no doubt. And that stuff will be available. You said you're working on a website. You're on Facebook, of course. You got some shows coming up. You got one coming up September 30th in Tomah, right?
Yeah, we were asked by our good buddies, the Thundergolt crew, to venture up there and hang out in their town of Tomah. So we're going to do that. The show's at Cantina 5. We were actually asked by another band from Minnesota to come over and do that show as well. So it's kind of a big collective of all of us getting together, and it's going to be a good party.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate y'all coming into the studio tonight, sharing the news about Plant. Where can people find you? How can people connect with you and if they want to get some music from you?
So we're on Facebook as Plant_Band. That's the easy way to find us there. If you go on Bandcamp, searching for Plant will get you like Robert Plant first and then a billion other bands with Plant in the name. So the best thing to do is to search on the song name that's currently up, which is Rootworm. If you search for Rootworm, our song comes up first. I'm not aware of too many bands that have... You get a podcast or two underneath that, but mm-hmm. no other songs or band names. And you can purchase, just like you can anything else on Bandcamp, for $1 or more, whatever you want to give, the song Rootworm now. And as we release more songs, you'll be able to purchase those songs individually for your Bandcamp account, too. And I believe we're also on, our stuff is on other streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, probably others that I'm unaware of, that sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure it's on every single one of the medias as we speak.
You have a good presence out there, that's for sure. Hey guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Congratulations on the success, and I can't wait to see the vinyl.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks for having us.
Anthracnostockrot. It's Plant on Max & Kevy. We are local music. No stock rot. I hate it when that happens. That's Plant on Max Inc. Heavy, and that is a world debut, by the way. Thank you to the guys, Corey, Matt, Jeremiah, and Dan, for stopping by tonight. Really appreciate you. Be sure to check out Plant on Bandcamp, Facebook, and all the streaming channels. I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode of Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. I'm going to leave you tonight with some Thunder Goat. They're playing with Plant September 30th up in Tolma, Wisconsin at Cantina 5. From a Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning, this is Black Coat Coven on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.